This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Now on to the power plug. Who are we plugging today? Olehe Lesego Rabothata, environmental scientist and founder of Olehe, is on the line with us. Good morning, Lesego.
Good morning, Gwena, and the Power Up listeners. How are you this morning?
Good, and how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. So, environmental scientist king. Like, out of sheer curiosity, what do you do? Do you
check?
Do you tell us when is it going to rain and otherwise?
No, I don't tell you when it's going to rain, but an environmental scientist, basically, my sole mandate is to protect the environment, to conserve and manage the environment. You know, so that is what I do. If there is pollution that is happening, I am meant to make sure that it gets mitigated accordingly. You know, if there's any unlawful actions happening against the environment, it is my responsibility to ensure that it stops. It does not happen. So I'm just here to protect the environment, really.
Yeah, no, miriri zena gai mo.
Miriri zena gai. So, you know, the two are linked in a way. So remember what we use for our hair, right? Some people use chemicals in their hair. Some people use parabens. Some people use sulfate, right? But if a lot of it is being used and you wash it off, and, you know, it causes what is called bioaccumulation. And what that happens is then it gets washed off to the river. So it ends up affecting our aquatic life. Now, I came in and I said, I'm going to formulate and develop hair products that don't have parabens, that don't have sulfates, that don't have chemicals, that are made solely by sourcing organic products or ingredients. And that's where, you know, the environmentalist part of it comes in, and that's where, you know, Miriri is an angmuti.
Tell me about what was it that have you always wanted to do something hair-wise? Have you always wanted to go into business of this kind? Or is it just something that you felt along the way? Let's give this a shot. Tell me a little bit about Ole and where you guys come from.
Okay, so my background is that I studied biochemistry and zoology and varsity.
Why not got overachiever, Nyana?
Somewhat. Somewhat. So I studied biochemistry and zoology, and the biochemistry aspect of it is that, you know, we worked in a lab. So we were able to formulate a few things, you know, do lab work, basically. And funny enough is that one of the things I always told myself was I would never, ever work in a lab, because I thought working in a lab needs you to be so precise, and, you know, you can't make mistakes and you can't contaminate what you're doing. You know, you just need to always be focused. So I thought I'd never work in a lab. But then came 2016, actually, I cut my hair and it was damaged. I dyed it and it was damaged. And I just thought, okay, let me just start afresh. So I cut my hair, and I don't know, 2019, I just became obsessed with having healthy hair. Because, you know, I thought, I'm not going to relax it again. I don't want to relax it again. I'm just going to grow naturally. And I became obsessed with hair health and hair growth. So what I did was, now in the house, you know, I would research certain ingredients that you find in the house. And, you know, I would mix them up, see how my hair would react to it. And then I thought, okay, this could work. But then I started doing more research and more research and more research. And come 2020, I registered my business. I never really thought I'd go into business, by the way, but I was just so inspired. And I thought, because, you know, I would walk around most likely and people would tell me, oh, your hair is so beautiful, what do you use? And when I would tell them...
So were you just doing it for yourself?
I was just doing it for myself. And I'll tell them, no, man, it's a chemical study, and we're using it on my hair. Then I decided, no, I'm just going to do it. I am going to actually manufacture products that are going to enhance hair growth and also just provide you, give you healthy hair while doing all of that. So I became obsessed with what is known as Ayurvedic herbs. So those are your herbs like fenugreek, amla, moringa, neem, brahmi, dilinganatidiyalo, you know. And I started researching on the benefits of each and every raw ingredient and how it would benefit my hair, my skin. Because remember, the scalp is also your skin. And yeah, I started formulating products. And here I am almost 3 years later manufacturing Ayurvedic infused hair products, which are from the results that I've seen have been quite helping people. Yeah, the results prove that they do what they're supposed to do.
But also, how easy or hard was it to come up and put a product together that is presentable? Yes, you can come up with a hair gel or hair whatever that works, that does wonders. But then, you know, when I buy something, you know, it has to look presentable. It has to look like something that is worth spending money on. How did you transition into that to put it together into an attractive product that is sellable, lack of a better phrasing?
It's not easy. I don't want to lie. It's not easy. You're constantly trying to find ways to better improve the last product, you know, because then you'll make it. So what I would do is I would make a product first, use it for myself just to see before I take it out to the market, right? And, you know, sometimes the product, okay, here's the formulation. I got maybe the formulation wrong, or I need to improve on this, or I need to do that. So it's not easy. You're constantly trying to do better because, you will see that there are certain things in the last formulation that, you know, you could have done better and you want to do better. And I mean, in all honesty, my whole thing is I want to give people value for money. So if I want to give people value for money, then I need to make sure that out there I take out a product that, one, I would use myself over and over again, and two, I know that people will be comfortable having in their cabinet. You know, when they think about washing their hair or applying moisturizer on their hair, they should think, okay, I'm going to use Olay Hair. If they think about, you know, if somebody asks, so what hair products do you use? They should be proud to say, I use Olay Hair. You know, so yeah, it's not easy. Yo, it's not easy at all, but I think we've got the right formulas right now, and I'm really glad.
And the other thing, Wenalisego, is that it's about time that Black women do and make products that are good for Black hair. Because back in the days, the products that have been used, that were used by Black people, Black women, were not necessarily made for the kind of hair. That's why, you know, I think it's important now for somebody like you who understands Black hair to do products for Black hair. And we're seeing it also in skincare and many other things where Black people are actually doing something that works for us. And how important was it for you as a Black woman? Because I know, hey, basadi limurir, hey, it's a big thing.
Yeah, no, you know, it was very important for me because, like I said, I had made quite a lot of research, and I felt like, why am I using products that are made by somebody that doesn't understand my type of hair? My hair is ethnic. My hair has got kinks. My hair is coily, you know? So I'm going to use products that, one, you know, one, they claim they're pH balanced, but they're not. I use it after washing my hair with the shampoo that's not pH balanced. My hair ends up feeling like straw, you know, and my hair will dry up. I will get dry, irritated scalp, you know? So it was very important for me to actually manufacture products that are not only pH balanced, but they will be kind to the scalp and to my hair in any case. So that is why I then decided to formulate these products. It was important for me. It was important for, I don't have a girl, I've got a daughter. But I mean, I don't have a daughter, I've got a son. But I thought, if one day I have a daughter, I would love to use these products on her because I want her to grow up with healthy hair. And again, you know, I mentioned that, you know, paraben sulfate chemicals. Those on their own are in a lot of hair products that have been manufactured before. Some of their hair is okay, they can take that. But with our ethnic hair, those chemicals dry out your hair. Those chemicals lead to breakage. They lead to a lot of dandruff. I mean, you have people that are constantly scratching, and but because you're using the wrong product. You know, when you get to the store and you want to buy something, look at the ingredients that are in it. You, if you see parabens, if you see stuff, know that it's not good for you, because never mind that, you know, research has also come up to say that some of these actually cause cancer and infertility in women. Mm. And black women.
And how can you check the product?
How do you check? So we need to check that, because constant use of it eventually, even though it's topical, remember, it does get into our bloodstream. Eventually, we will have infertility, we will have breast cancer, we will have any type of cancer. So again, I will say it was important for me to manufacture these, to formulate these, so that, you know, we move away from the mainstream or the commercial product, and we come and we actually buy products that are for us as black women and men, because men do use these products as well.
Yeah. I was just about to say my next question is too, and then what about men, you know? Okay, I know my son is obsessed with his hair. You know,
you'll be surprised.
Now I don't have hair. Age has caught up with a brother. But but do you make products for men? Maybe beard stuff and so on.
I do. So just to give you another bit of a background on our products, right? So my products are made to, with the Ayurvedic herbs that are in there, they're made to stimulate hair growth. They're meant to reduce premature balding. They're meant to reduce breakage and thinning. So if you come and you say, you know, my hair is not too full, or my hair is too light, or it's falling, my products are able to help reduce all of that, right? So men do come and they do purchase, because you'll be surprised at how much men actually love their hair. Mm. So just recently, I formulated, it took a while. I meant to do it last year, but it took a bit of research, and I do finally have a beard care. So I've got a beard balm as well.
Nice.
As a beard oil. I'm still trying to formulate or find the right formula for the beard wash and conditioner, but right now that's what I have. I only launched it, what I think in February. I launched it in February, and I've had just a few purchases, and they seem to be loving it. So I'm really happy about that, and it does what it's supposed to do. I mean, one of my customers had a little bald spot on their beard. And just the other day, he sends me a picture, like, my hole is closing up. And I'm like, that is great. That makes me feel.
No, I can't.
You know, that's the thing. So let me just also explain that.
Yeah.
You know, with hair growth and balding, right? Mm. We've got things that we call hair follicles.
Yeah.
So if your hair follicles are dead, trust me, I cannot help you. Those doctors that tell you they will help you, they cannot. Once your follicles are dead and it's just balded and there's nothing there,
I feel attacked, but anyway. Musima Kubian on Twitter, Are, do you have any products that help with alopecia?
Yes, I do. So there's quite a few. I've got the herbal hair tea, which is everybody's favorite. There's a herbal hair tea and the Ayurvedic infused growth oil. The herbal hair tea is, I use fenugreek in there. I use rosemary and I use Brahmi, right? So those on their own are meant to stimulate hair growth. But you need to be consistent when you use these things, and you need to also be patient, because Rome is not built in a day. You know, some people buy the product and 2 weeks they're like, I want to see results. But you need to also follow the instructions on the box or on the packaging, because I've got instructions. So you use your massage into the scalp. It's very important to scalp massage all the time, whether you're washing your hair, whether you're applying oil or you're applying the herbal hair tea. Massage into the scalp, because you're also stimulating the blood flow. You're stimulating your hair follicles, and that's when you'll start seeing growth. But I do have things for alopecia, yes.
And as we wind down the conversation, I mean, you said you started 2020 right in the heart of lockdown COVID. And load shedding and COVID and all these other things. Has that in any way affected your business?
Not so much. You know, I think at the time in 2020, my business was not negatively affected. That actually gave me a lot of time to research and to formulate and to actually, you know, to build a business model canvas. Actually gave me a lot of time to do that, to now finally figure out what is it that I want to do, you know, and have all these things written down. So it wasn't, but this year, the load shedding this year has really affected me.
It's killing businesses.
It affected me mentally and physically because, you know, even when I think I'm going to formulate, there are some, if not most of the products that actually need to be made. They need to be cooked for about maybe, say, 20, 30 minutes. Mm. Thereafter, you have to use a blender or a hand mixer to mix. That's electricity on their own. Then you must let them sit and then after a while, add a few things after, then mix them again. But you can't do that because for a good couple of hours of the day, you don't have electricity, you know. And by the time electricity comes back, you need to utilize that 4 hours for something else. So it's been really hard. It's been really, really, really hard. But yeah, hopefully I find a balance somewhere. And
Where do we find your products, Lesego?
You can find my product on my online store. That's www.olehair.com.
We understand.
www.olehair.com. You can also find our product on Takealot. We are available on Takealot. Nice. And you can also find our product on Bid or Buy.
And on the socials?
On the socials, Instagram, we are ole.hair. On Facebook, we are ole.hair. Twitter, ole.hair. TikTok, I think it's ole.hair, if not ole.hair, but we are available there. We're also available on WhatsApp. So if you have questions, or I do hair consultations as well, where people want to buy the product but they don't know what to buy. Yet I always ask them what's your hair porosity. If they don't know, I consult and I help them how to actually determine it. Then I will, you know, advise you to get certain products for yourself from our range that will definitely help in terms of the type of hair that you do have. So on WhatsApp, we are on 082-928-1561.
I like the fact that you say the type of hair that you do have. Some of us do not have hair. Lesego, thank you so much for coming through to speak to us. I appreciate your time and the best of luck.
Thank you so much, Grena. Thank you so much for the opportunity as well and for the listeners for listening. Have a beautiful day.
Lesego Rabotata, environmental scientist and founder of Olay Hair Products.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.